Welcome, everyone, to this Westphalia Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is PGP Encrypt Decrypt Activities in Westphalia Cast Iron. Our presenters are Savante C. and Al Wong. Savante has been working as a technical support engineer on Westphalia Cast Iron since June of 2013. Prior to that, she worked as Level 2 for Westphalia Enterprise Service Bus and Westphalia Adapters. In her current role, she is responsible for working with Westphalia Cast Iron customers on all three form factors and resolves problems. She has 10 years of experience working with customers. Al has been working as a technical support engineer on Westphalia Cast Iron since January 2014, prior to which he worked as Level 2 for Westphalia Business Process Manager. In his current role, he is responsible for working with Westphalia Cast Iron customers on all three form factors and resolves problems. He has 5 years of experience in working with customers. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Savante.
Thank you, Kathy. Hi, everyone. My name is Savante. If you have been opening up tickets with Cast Iron, you know me working on the tickets. And I want to take you through the today's presentation along with Al for the crypto service activities within Cast Iron. Go to slide 2, please. For today's meeting, we are going to talk about the encryption and decryption data that is passing through Cast Iron with the PGP. We are going to create some keys using a third-party tool, Cleopatra. Once we create those keys, we're going to export those keys. We're going to show you how to extract the certificate from the exported keys, how to import those certificates into Studio as well as appliances, and finally, we're going to talk about some of the common issues we have observed when going through these activities. Slide 3. In this slide, we are going to talk about some of the features of the crypto service activity. It was introduced in version 7.0, which will enable you to encrypt and decrypt the content using PGP. While it is possible to decrypt the content encrypted by Cast Iron within an application itself, at times a user might want to encrypt content in Cast Iron, but decrypt it using a different application and an external tool. Or you might want to do a vice versa thing, which is the interoperability capability that is introduced in this activity. With this, we also protect the data at rest, meaning a customer can get a use an external application to put the data on FTP site, and that will be protected at rest, and also while in transit, meaning moving one FTP server into Cast Iron or from Cast Iron into another FTP server, or for that matter, any other endpoint that is being used. For these activities, Cast Iron only supports encryption-only keys, meaning encrypt and sign keys do not work when interoperability between the Cast Iron and the external tools is needed. So some of the tools we use to create the keys are Cleopatra, GnuPG, and CryptoFrame. Slide 4. For this exercise, we are going to use Cleopatra to create the keys. As I mentioned, we can use CryptoFrame or GnuPG to do the same. You can download Cleopatra at the given website in the URL. To do that, open Cleopatra from the file menu, select New Certificate. A pop-up window as shown below comes up, and over there select Create a Personal OpenPGP Key Pair and click Next. Slide 5. Once we do that, a new window comes up wherein we need to enter the personal details like name and email. Comment is optional. And in that window, click the Advanced Settings. In the Advanced Settings, please select RSA for key material, encryption in the certificate usage. And you can provide a valid until expiry date for the certificate down below. The certification is selected by default in that screen because we are creating new keys. Once we finish this, click OK. Slide 6. When we are done with entering all the values, it will show a review of the certificate. In there, make sure the key material is RSA and the certification usage is certificate. Once we do that, it will ask for us to enter a passphrase. This passphrase has to be 8 alphanumeric characters. Once you enter that, click OK, and it will create a key pair. Once the key pair is created, we will see a screen as shown below saying key pair successfully created. Slide 7. Once the keys are successfully created, we need to export the certificates. To export the certificates, go back to the main menu of the Cleopatra. From File, click on Export Certificate. When we click on Export Certificate, a public key is exported. The next step is to export the secret key. So when we click on the Export Secret Key, a private key or a secret key is exported. We have to save these in an ASCII format. Slide 8. Slide 8 shows the ASCII files that have been exported in the previous slide. You can save it in any folder and then make a note of it. So the first one here is shown as public key, is the public key that was exported, and then the next one is the secret key. Slide 9. Once we export the keys, we have to extract the keys that need to be used within CastIron. So to extract the keys, CastIron provides two bat commands within the Studio installation folder. To execute those bat commands, below is the format. The first one is the extract pkcs12 and public key.bat command. That file requires the parameters public key ring file and the private key ring file. Once we execute this bat file, we get two files, two keys, which are used for decryption purposes. Running this command is very important, and this is where usually the users make a lot of mistakes. So when entering the values, we need to be very careful. Slide 10. The next command that we use is the extract public key.bat. In here, we use public key ring file only. And once we extract the files, these files are used for encryption purposes. The batch files are in the Studio installation folder / utility / crypto service folder. Slide 11. So these are the files that get extracted from the commands that we have executed in the previous slides. Slide file 6 and 7 are extracted from the extract pkcs 12 and public key, and number 1 and number 2 are extracted from the extract public key. So in the next slide, Al is going to take you through how to import these files into Studio and show a sample orchestration on how to use these files within Studio and Appliance. Next slide, please. I'm going to give it over to Al to continue the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Shivanti. So my name is Al. In following, we're going to do some walkthrough on the test or sample in the Studio. So slide 13, please. So the first thing we need to do before test the project in Studio is to make the key available in the Studio. So we have to import. So first we want to try the encrypt. So first we have to do is import certificate. We can use, there's a command available, but I found using iKeyman is more intuitive because it's graphical interface. So the iKeyman is actually under the Studio installation folder. So every Studio has a copy of that. It's under JREBIN, iKeyman EXE. So it's actually a utility come with the IBM JRE. So, okay. That's go to slide 13, please. Okay, so in this screen, we can see first we need to do is to import. We need to open the trust door. So when you do encryption, you import a key to the trust door. And for the Studio, the default trust door is under Studio Installation, Security, and CS Cert. So you can see it's in the picture. That's what we have opened over here. Let's go to slide 14, please. And now we need to import. So when we click on the import, the screen on the left, so basically you choose the PTOL file that was generated by the command, and you have to, on the picture on the right, you have to give a key handle or alias. That's what it's called. And you click OK, and we go to slide 15, please. Okay, so in the end, you should see the key handle that was imported in previous slide, and that's available over here. Okay, let's go to slide 16. Okay, so the testing studio, so basically we create a simple project to the goal is to demonstrate encrypt and decrypt and using a matching public-private key, because we created a set of, you know, public and private key, and we're going to use that and to do the encrypt first on just the arbitrary data, and the output is encrypted data, and we're going to use that and run the decrypt and revert it back to the original input data. Okay, so slide 17, please. So here is our sample. So it's very simple. From the beginning, you have a starter activity. It's just a timer. And the map variable activity in the middle basically is where we have the sample, the input data. Okay, and the slide 18, please. So here we are at the PGP encrypt activity map inputs. So take note, there are a few things we have to set for this sample. First is certificate alias in the key handle input. And the second thing is the password. So it is anything but empty. So you just have to assign a default value of an arbitrary value, but it cannot be empty. Okay, next slide, please. So slide 19. So also, the PGP encrypt content field accept a base 64 binary input. So we use a base 64 encode function in the middle of the mapping. So after the test, the output after we run this, the orchestration, the output, the end result is on the red. Slide 20, please. Okay, so for decrypt. So before we actually run the decrypt orchestration, we have to do the same thing. We have to import the certificate to the key store. So that would be the secret key that we generated in the previous slide. So let's see. Okay, so the key store, the default key store in Studio is under Studio Installation, Security, and CA Cert. So the secret key, P12, okay. So as you can see, this is actually the final product after we import it. So we skip a couple steps. It's about the same steps that we have to do. So that's the final product. So let's go to slide 21, please. Okay, so in a similar project that we do the as we did in the encrypt, so we have a starter and map variable. So in map variable, we actually copy and paste the output from encrypt. So we generate, you know, a set of encrypted data. We just copy and paste that into a map variable. So the purpose of that is we want to decrypt it back to the original string. So here, the content field is the same. We need to use the base64 encode function in the middle to convert the data into something that the content will accept. And for the key handle, it's the same thing. It's a key alias in the key store, which we just inputted in the previous slide. And the password over here is actually a little bit different. It's cache and key store's password. So the default password is key store space admin. If you change it, of course, it would be whatever you change it to. Okay, slide 22, please. 22. Okay, so we test this, of course, and actually in the output area, we have to use a base, so the output is base64 binary. So to revert it back to the original string, we need to use the base64 decode. So as you can see, and we tested, the output is back to the original string on the right-hand side corner. Okay, slide 23, please. Thank you. So, okay, so to testing appliances, so as you know, to testing appliances, so basically you deploy the same project to the appliances and you basically kick it off to let it run. But before we do that, we need to make the key available. So as you can see over here, this is our Cassandra's WMC. So on the security certificate, on the number one in the picture over there, so you will see the certificate screen. So on the top, you have the key store. So that's where you input the secret key for decrypt function. So underneath, that's where you input import the key for encrypt. So it's the scenario is likely to be that you don't do both at the same appliances, but that's where you need to import accordingly for the activity. And, of course, you deploy the application, you deploy the orchestration and run when after these two keys are made, well, once the keys are made available depending on the activity that you use. Okay, so that's it for the appliance. So slide 24, please. So the common issue, so we've been working with customers, so we had some experience of this. The common issues that usually customers encounter. So we see, so first is Java bin directory need to be set in the path of environment variable. Okay. So in Windows, like there's environmental variable that we need to make the Java bin directory available over there. So we can run the command. We can run the extract batch command. So also, when you run this batch command for the number, the second item, using the administrative privilege, on the command prompt. So basically, you right-click on the command prompt before you start it, like the icon, and you start it in the administrative privilege. Because they need to write files to a certain directory, and using that, you will avoid, you know, permission issue down the road when those files need to be generated. And the third bullet point is user input invalid parameter. So those the input is quite long. There are a few parameters, so they need to be entered, of course, carefully in order to avoid just, you know, typing errors. Okay. So querying file in wrong format. So currently we only support RSA key. We don't support other kind of key that you can generate in the Cleopatra. And, okay, so in Studio, so the password for key store and trust store not entered correctly. So, okay, so this one, we sometimes we see customer not enter the password for the key correctly, and as we show in the slide, they need to be specific of, like, for the encrypt, you have to be using, I think, the key store's key password, and the other one you have to enter something arbitrary instead of but it cannot be empty. Okay, so okay, if you have the last one is if you have multiple Studio installed, specify absolute location. Okay, so Studio actually, if you have multiple Studio installed, they share a same I think it's a reference file. So they will all point to the same key store and trust. So I believe it's the one that first got installed. So if you're using the Studio that's installed later, it will even though if you imported the key to the relative location, Studio will not find the imported keys because it's actually looking at the key store and trust store of the first installation. So you can resolve this by going to the edit, like in the Studio, go to edit, preference, SSL and Kerberos, and point it, use click on the browse button, and specify the absolute location. So that will avoid this issue. Okay, the last one, we received customer's request about in the keys, there's a thing called Algamo. It's currently not being supported. So that's where we are right now. Okay, so that's the common issue that we've seen working on the cases. So slide 25, please. Okay, the summary. So here's the summary. So we basically work through creating keys. Also, we extract keys using our command, and we import keys using I came in the Studio, and we're testing the Studio. Also, we show you how to import keys into the appliance. Okay, slide 26, please. So here are some resources. It's our dev article in Info Center. Okay, at this point, let me hand it back to Kathy, our host. Thank you, Kathy.
At this time, there are no more questions, so we will conclude the presentation. Thank you, Shavante and Al, for presenting today. You all have a great day.